Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. USMNT debutante tier rankings. Mauricio Pochettino has handed out 14 first caps. Who is line for more? Who is one and done? U.S. men's national team manager Mauricio Pochettino is approaching 1 year on the job, and opinions are split. The Argentine is a confusing character. He has strong support from some quarters, but others have called his performance into question. And some of the criticism is fair. Soccer is a results-based business, and Pochettino hasn't been delivering them with any consistency, winning just 9 of his first 16 games in charge. But there are reasons for praise. Every manager makes the right noises about developing the youth and letting the kids play when they take up a new position. It's rare that they live up to it. Thus far, the former Chelsea and Spurs coach has handed 14 debuts in his 11 months in charge. The U.S. player pool is admittedly shallow, but Pochettino has done an admirable job of surveying it in full. MLS has been a focus, with the coach insisting from day one that the league will be a focus. The actual results have been somewhat mixed. Only a few have truly impressed, while a whole lot of guys have showed why they are not quite ready for international football, at least for the time being. BALLGMUS breaks it all down in the USMNT debutante tier rankings. U.S. men's national team manager Mauricio Pochettino is approaching 1 year on the job, and opinions are split. The Argentine is a confusing character. He has strong support from some quarters, but others have called his performance into question. And some of the criticism is fair. Soccer is a results-based business, and Pochettino hasn't been delivering them with any consistency, winning just 9 of his first 16 games in charge. But there are reasons for praise. Every manager makes the right noises about developing the youth and letting the kids play when they take up a new position. It's rare that they live up to it. Thus far, the former Chelsea and Spurs coach has handed 14 debuts in his 11 months in charge. The U.S. player pool is admittedly shallow, but Pochettino has done an admirable job of surveying it in full. MLS has been a focus, with the coach insisting from day one that the league will be a focus. The actual results have been somewhat mixed. Only a few have truly impressed, while a whole lot of guys have showed why they are not quite ready for international football, at least for the time being. BALLGMUS breaks it all down in the USMNT debutante tier rankings. Matt Freese, has he given the USMNT a goalkeeping headache? The number one shirt seemed sure to belong to Matt Turner just a few months ago. But a number of big performances from the NYCFC shot stopper, highlighted by a penalty shootout win over Costa Rica, put Freese right in the mix, as he started all 6 matches in the Gold Cup. As of now, it seems to be his spot to lose, and he will only improve. Alex Freeman, right back, is an odd position for the U.S. in terms of quality. Sergiño Dest should have it on lock. But persistent knee injuries have opened the door for others to make an impact. Joe Scally was in the mix, but he, too, has missed some time. This summer, Freeman capitalized, going from the son of a good NFL player to a genuine USMNT contender. Patrick Agumang. What is Agumang? Is he a late bloomer? A perfect case study in the fact that the college system can still serve the USMNT? Is he the long-term guy up front, the one to usurp players with better pedigrees? Or is he just a temporary fit, a guy for the end of the bench? Pochettino himself doesn't seem to know. Agumang's goal-scoring numbers, 2 in 6 games at the Gold Cup, don't set the world alight. But he certainly wasn't bad, either. If the rest of the guys around him continue to struggle, he will get his chances. Sebastian Berhalter. You can never have enough hard-working center midfielders who will do anything for the cause, right? Berhalter may share a name with an oft-maligned man in the U.S. soccer sphere, but he has certainly done enough over the last few months to claim it as his own. There are certainly guys ahead of him with more technical quality, or better resumes. But Berhalter might just have a bit of an edge, especially given what he has been able to do for Vancouver in MLS. Pochettino was watching, and Berhalter made his case known. He will make a fine backup, and there's nothing wrong with that. Max Arfston, there was this left back who used to play for Liverpool called Alberto Moreno. The Spaniard was hilarious because when he had the ball, anything could happen. He was too quick, too skillful and too incisive for pretty much whoever he was matched up against. And then, when he had to actually defend, it was comedy. That is basically the Arfston conundrum. Going forward, he's a genuine game changer. The other way, things get scary. The good news is Arfston could still be a net positive. Damian Downs, another guy waiting in the wings, Downs is the sort of interesting archetype of footballer who doesn't always make an impact at a high level. His goal-scoring record at Köln, 12 goals in 39 games, doesn't jump off the page. But he's still just 21, and will be in a spot where he gets his fair share of looks at Southampton. High ceiling, subterranean floor. Quinn Sullivan, much more than the other Sullivan, Quinn showed in some moments for the USMNT that he might yet be a long-term option for his country. The problem? He decided to develop in spot that this team doesn't really need help. Sure, there's a lot to be said for earning your spot, but whether he can work his way into the side ahead of some of the big hitters remains to be seen. Caden Clark, a couple years ago, and there might have been some more excitement here. But since leaving the Red Bulls, Clark has never really kicked on. He was an odd January camp call-up, and it's tough to see him breaking his way back in, unless he starts to work miracles in MLS. George Campbell, you got any more center-backs that can will headers? Yes, Campbell is out, then. Brian Gutierrez. Gutierrez has been a steady performer for the Fire for half a decade now, but is yet to break out on a national stage. Pochettino handed him a chance, and two appearances later, he proved that he might not be the right fit at this level. Nathan Harriel. Harriel is a good story that never became a great one. The USL to MLS pipeline has yielded some real talent. Harriel simply isn't at the level required to play with the big boys. Indiana Vasilev. Another Philly dude who didn't pan out. Vasilev has a bit more about him than the rest of the guys here. He's got a groovy dual national thing going on, with some European experience chucked in there for good fun. Funky resumes don't always yield good footballers, though. Emeka Anelli, a surprise call-up who likely won't sniff this thing again. Matko Miljevic, who, even the nerds had to get Googling when Miljevic, who had yo-yoed between the Argentinian and U.S. youth national teams, was named to the January camp. He grabbed a goal, but likely won't stick around.